Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Greetings, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I was sitting in the crowd marveling at the speakers, their accomplishments, and how they guide people to inspiration and action. Imposter syndrome was immediate. What am I doing here? I'm not like them. I'm not a leader like they are. But as I relaxed and started to really think about it, we can all be leaders regardless of where we are on our creative journey. In fact, it's our responsibility to wear the label of creative leader at all times, for ourselves and for others. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/349. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity, along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. I've been talking a lot about the event that I went to last week, the Bend Design Conference, and it's pretty fascinating how quickly imposter syndrome struck. As I mentioned, I was surrounded by all these amazing speakers who had all of these accomplishments, and I thought, what am I doing here? I'm not like they are. And it wasn't until I had a conversation with several people that it really got me thinking about leadership. And one of the conversations that I had was with Troy Coleman at the speaker's lunch. And I talked about one part of our conversation in the previous episode about play. But we also talked about creative leadership. And that's something that I'm going to talk about today. The first thing to really think about is, what does it mean to be a leader? Especially a creative leader. What is leadership? What is creative leadership? Naturally, I head to the dictionary just to kind of get my bearings on what it means to lead, to be a leader, and what leadership is. And the first thing that I read was that a leader is thought of as a guide or a connector. Okay, I kind of like that. And leadership is the capacity to lead. Oh, the dictionary can be funny sometimes. But as I start tapping on words, well, to lead means to guide, to direct, or to be in charge of. We can all guide, direct, and be in charge of things. We can all be guides or connectors. And so first and foremost, I want to get into your head the reality that we are all leaders. We are all creative leaders capable of leadership. We just have to own the label, regardless of where we are at in our journey. Now, here's the interesting thing. We often think that everyone else is the leader but us. The executives, the stars, the bosses, the team leaders, people that have been at it longer than we are. But creative leadership doesn't rely on a title. It doesn't rely on successes or failures, age, gender, race, or whatever identifier you think qualifies you to be a leader. Those traits can affect how you are perceived as a leader, but leadership is available to each and every one of us. I like to think that there are 6 levels of leadership. As I started thinking about leadership, the first thing that came to mind is that leadership really starts with yourself. Being able to lead yourself toward what you want to accomplish, what you want to do. But leadership doesn't end there. It extends to your team, the people that you work with, as well as your family. So I'm kind of lumping in work and life here. But then it is rooted in the industry or the creative pursuits you excel at. So from your team, it goes out to your industry. It then ripples outward into the broader creative community or the community in general. It then reaches into culture and society, and it has the potential to impact the world. As I reflected on these levels of leadership, how it ripples outward, I asked, where do we go wrong? I think where we go wrong is that we reverse the order. We start with the world, thinking that we need to lead the world instead of ourselves, our team, and the smaller groups of people that surround us. As we think about the levels of leadership, I think about how to cultivate creative leadership, and I think it's the intersection and impact of what we think, what we say, what we do, and how we make others feel. So let's start with thoughts, what you think. In How Successful People Think, John C. Maxwell says this about thinking and leadership. A person who knows how may always have a job, but the person who knows why will always be their boss. I love that so much. Because oftentimes as creative people, we know how to do things, but sometimes we struggle with the why. And so leadership starts with really understanding why we are doing things. And if you understand why you as the individual are doing things, as you understand why your team and family does things and how it ripples outward, then you will be a stronger leader than if you just focus on making the best work possible. Maxwell continues, those who develop the process of good thinking can rule themselves. Leaders typically lead themselves well because they think right. So how do you become a better thinker? Maxwell has 6 areas that really help to define better thinking. The first is exposing yourself to good input. I love this idea that you are what you read, you are what you consume, you are what you take in. As much as junk food affects our body, junk information affects our thoughts. The second thing that he says is to expose yourself to good thinkers. Who are you listening to on a daily basis? Who are the people that are speaking into your life, not only in the things that you're reading, but the conversations that you're having? The third is choose to think good thoughts. The fourth is acting on those good thoughts. And the fifth is allowing your emotions to create more good thoughts. It's interesting how good thinking compounds into better thinking over time, and it can affect our emotions. And the sixth way that Maxwell recommends becoming a better thinker is just to repeat the process. So why not make it part of your daily routine where you're exposing yourself to good input, exposing yourself to good thinkers, choosing to think good thoughts, acting on them, and allowing your emotions to create more good thoughts? Because being a creative leader means you are in control of your thoughts. In the past, I wasn't a very strong leader because I was allowing my thoughts and my emotions to take over and to create negative experiences for myself and for others. And as I've learned to really refine and control my thinking, life has gotten a lot better. But leadership doesn't end there. It extends into your voice, what you say. Thoughts are just the starting point because we also need to exercise what we say and our voice in 2 ways: the expression of our creativity and the words we choose to say. Todd Henry in Louder Than Words describes voice as the expression or idea you make through a medium or platform in order to achieve a desired outcome or impact. He continues, taken together, your collective body of work as communicated through your voice represents you, your style, your values, and your intentions. That is the power of creative leadership. When you own your voice, it is a reflection of not only you, but the things that make you you, your values, and the things that you intend to do. Henry continues, truly effective voices resound, meaning that others eventually become carriers of your expression. That is a powerful statement as you think about how your voice affects other people and how they pick up what you're saying and build upon it and share it with the world. Because leadership is about authenticity in your expression. When you are authentic, people can sense it. They know when you're being real, and they will gladly carry that beyond you. But it's more than that. Leadership is more than just authenticity in your expression. It's also literally what you say. Henry says, "Don't project and protect an image of who you think you ought to be while abandoning your authentic self." And this gets at the core of leadership. There is an embedded responsibility in our words, not only in the expression of our creativity and the resulting body of work, but the words we say to ourselves, to other people, and to the world. I have a question to ask you. Is there a contradiction between your work and your words? If the answer is yes, think about how you are putting aside your authentic self for a perceived image of who you should be. Because when what you say represents who you are in the form of authenticity, then over time, the people you lead become, as Todd Henry wrote, carriers of your expression. And that's powerful leadership. So from thoughts and voice, we move to action, the things that you do. Effective leadership is about taking decisive action. Note that, decisive action to bring a vision alive. I think vision is forged through the process of reflection and communication and brought to life through action. Leaders do what they say they're going to do. When they make mistakes, they own them. They share success with those responsible for it, and they don't let the wrong action change or affect their thoughts or words. This is, I think, the area where we think leadership is. We think leaders are those that do and encourage others to do. But this is a smaller part, I think, than thoughts and voice. It's an important part, but it's only one part. Because action then affects connection, how you make others feel. Leadership is about more than yourself. Yes, it starts with yourself, but all of the other levels of leadership that I talked about are about other people. Effective leaders challenge, they praise, they correct, and they empower as work and projects unfold. Leadership can seem easy when times are great, but the best leaders shine when struggle, failure, and hardships are prevalent. They help their team feel that they can overcome anything and everything. And this is where a lot of leadership fails. Because right now, you probably have a boss or manager in your mind as you think about what it means to be a leader. And maybe it was a horrible experience. Or maybe you're thinking of a time where your own leadership failed. To be a creative leader means that you embrace the good and the bad times, but you don't let it affect your thoughts, your voice, and your action, and you allow yourself to connect to other people through these times. Leadership means that you can be relatable to other people. We want to feel a connection to our leaders, both creatively and societally. Here's another interesting thing I think about leaders and connection. Great leaders lead, yes, but they are willing to be led by greater leaders than themselves. They are flexible. They can bend. They aren't so rigid that they will break in times of adversity or change. That is an empowering, awesome thought for those who describe themselves as leaders. So as we consider what it means to be creative leaders and to share a sense of creative leadership with ourselves, our communities, and our world, here are a few thoughts that I want to leave you with. First and foremost, you are a leader. Don't let imposter syndrome stop you from owning it. You need to own it. You need to wear that label every single day and never forget it, because you are a leader that you need and your community needs and the world needs. Second, start with yourself and then branch outward. Don't feel that you're going to be this amazing leader to the world before you figure everything else out. Start with yourself, hone your thoughts, hone your voice, because those two are powerful. Third, as I mentioned, build up your thoughts, voice, action, and connection. They are all related. They are all part of your leadership. Fourth and finally, never, ever, ever lose your sense of humor or your sense of humility, because the best leaders are humble. They know when you need to have humor, not only for the situation, but humor for yourself. Because the minute you start taking yourself too seriously, leadership becomes something else entirely. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.